Amos, what is that you got there in your hand?
That's a tag I took off of the world's greatest TV set.
How you know it's the world's greatest TV set?
Say right there on the tag, engineered by CBS Columbia.
Yep, that's the greatest.
CBS Columbia, makers of America's most advanced radio and television receivers, present transcribed The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Corny Anderson, Will Wright, Lud Gluskin's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
Hi, folks, I'm Freeman Gosden. You know, I just read something in the papers that surprised me. It was a survey about the television sets now in use in American homes. It showed in this day and age there are more than 5 million families still watching TV on sets with screens smaller than 15 inches. Now, if you are one of these 5 million families, you really ought to find out about the tremendous advances that have been made to give you big, modern 21-inch sets for much less money than 7 and 10-inch sets used to cost. We'll be telling you more later on about these wonderful new CBS Columbia sets. Meanwhile, remember that these sets are manufactured by CBS Columbia, a division of the Columbia Broadcasting System, the greatest name in home entertainment.
Well, the Kingfish's wife, Sapphire, is quite worried about her mother. Every night after supper, Mama has been going out and returning late with no explanation. Right now, Sapphire has approached the Kingfish to try to figure out what's going on.
I can't understand it, George. Mama's been out every night this week, and I'm worried.
Yeah, well, let's narrow it down. Her rheumatism eliminates bowling. Her eyesight is too far gone for the movies. And them claws of hers is too knotted up for pool. And at her age, romance is just another seven-letter word in a Scrabble game.
George, I'm so worried. I wish I knew what keeps Mama and where she's going to.
Well, maybe your Mama's taking them crazy singing lessons again. That woman got the world's worst voice.
Why, what do you mean, George? Mama's got a beautiful voice.
Huh. Every time she sings, it sounds like a duck's just got a load of buckshot in his pin feathers.
Now, you know it did not.
Then every time she started to sing, why does that Labrador retriever come racing down from upstairs?
George, I still say I'm worried. Mama's going out every night. I'm just worried.
Well, I can't say that I miss her. She was really something sitting in that rocking chair watching television every night. Her feet's in a bucket of Epsom salt. That old blanket around her shoulders. Rubbing that Sloan's liniment in her bad elbow. I tell you, Sapphire, she looked like Whistler's mother with a hangover.
You know, George, Mama's been acting very strange, too. She bought a lot of new clothes, and I ain't got no idea where she got the money from.
Yeah, I noticed she got a new green dress, a new green hat. All that green would give her that bloated grasshopper effect.
This is serious, George. You know, it just ain't right for Mama to be out that late at night. Why, suppose she was run over, or suppose she got hurt. Even suppose she met with some violence or other. We got to do something about it, George. That's all.
Yeah, you was right. First thing in the morning, I was going down and take out an accident policy on that old gal.
Well, this is something, Kingfish. Your mom-in-law going out every night.
Yes, Andy, like I say, she didn't get in till 12:30 last night. She done become a real nocturnal nanny goat.
You don't suppose that old gal done got herself a boyfriend, do you?
At her age, don't be silly, Anna. That would be like an old rusty bed spring in a flop house going boing. You know, Anna, Man, I wish I knowed what the old girl was up to. Oh, I see you reading the newspaper there. What's new, Anna?
Well, I see that bandit done struck again.
What bandit is that, Anna?
You know, Kingfish. The one that's been breaking into jewelry stores at night. The woman bandit. The one they call the Green Orchid.
The Green Orchid?
Yeah, they calls her that because a couple of times that they seen her, she'd been wearing a green dress.
That's funny. My mother-in-law's been wearing a green dress lately.
Yeah, well, they got a pretty good description over here, too. Say here, witnesses described the Green Orchid as being beetle-browed with small, cruel eyes and a receding chin. One of the witnesses describes her as having a peculiar loping gait.
Holy smokes, this sounds more and more like her. Mama's got a loping gait. She always walks like she's cranking her Essex.
Well, Kingfish, you don't think the Green Orchid could be Sapphire's mama?
Well, I don't know what to think. She's been out at night. Got a lot of money to spend, and this looks awfully peculiar.
Yeah, but listen, Kingfish. If she was the Green Orchid, he'd have to be hiding the loot someplace.
I was just thinking the same thing, Annie. Now, listen. She and Sapphire's out shopping. Now, the thing to do to clear this thing up once and for all, we got to go up there in her room and search the old gal's room from top to bottom.
I always thought your mom-in-law was an upright, honorable woman.
Not at all, Andy. Any woman who would let her daughter marry a bum like me bears looking into, I tell you. There we is, Andy. See there? Mama must be up to something dishonest.
Yeah, that's right. She done had her door locked.
Yeah, and if I hadn't had this lock-picking set, we'd have never gotten in a room here.
Well, I was nervous, Kingfish. I know the old rhinoceros is out, but I don't like prowling around in her cage, I'll tell you that.
Well, you gotta go over this room from top to bottom, Andy, and see if you got any jewels hid in here.
Yeah. Well, where must we start the search here, Kingfish?
Well, I'll snoop around in here, and you look in the closet there.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go, oh, now, ain't this cute. Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Cut that out, Andy. That's a transformation. Let it out. Well, see, wait a minute, sir. Look at that dresser. The drawer is locked here. Hand me the screwdriver.
Yeah, well, now, careful, Kingfish, careful.
Ah, there we are. Let me see. Look here, Andy. A wristwatch. Practically brand new, too.
And look here. Here's a bracelet.
And this string of pearls. And look here, Andy. Look at this ring. And here's another bracelet. Andy, she is the Green Orchid.
Yeah, boy, it sure looked that way, all right.
Oh, me, Andy, my own mother-in-law, a thief. She done thiefed all this stuff. Look, Andy, come on, close the door.
I don't understand it, Kingfish. Your mama-in-law turning out to be a crook.
You don't understand what, Andy? She must be a schizophrenic. She has got two complete personalities.
Oh, don't be silly, Kingfish. If that old goat had another personality, she'd have used it years ago.
Oh, yeah, I know.
If you're still watching television on an old small screen set, or if you have no set at all, CBS Columbia has news for you. Good news about the biggest big screen buy since TV began. It's the great new 21-inch CBS Columbia console with the table model price. Imagine only $199.95. And what a set this is. It's a big, powerful instrument with a giant 21-inch screen. It has the new improved 21-tube Powertron chassis with today's most important electronic advances, including an extremely sensitive built-in antenna. As a result, this console gives you brilliant, needle-sharp pictures and rich, clear sound, not just in ideal locations, but in fringe areas, too. Here is a set engineered by CBS Columbia to give you years of viewing pleasure. You get all this and a handsome console cabinet, too, for just $199.95, including federal tax and warranty. Go see this superb new CBS Columbia console. It is TV's outstanding value.
just didn't think it was right to keep it from you any longer. I had to tell you.
So, Mama, this is why you've been going out. You has a boyfriend. But why didn't you tell us?
One little reason, daughter. On account of that no good, stupid, idiotic, bird brain, jughead, big mouth, lazy, loving husband of yours. Every time I have a boyfriend in the past, he's done stepped in and ruined it.
Well, what's your boyfriend like, Mama?
Well, Sapphire, his name is Clarence Shepherd.
Oh.
He's sort of old and very wealthy.
Well, he must be with all that lovely jewelry he gave you. But how did you meet him, Mama?
Well, you remember 2 weeks ago when I was taking up treatment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we met in the doctor's waiting room.
Oh, he was there too, huh?
Yes.
Oh.
I was a basal metabolism, and he was a sluggish liver.
This sounds so romantic. Oh, I'm just dying to meet him.
Well, Sapphire, last night he said he had something very important to talk over with me. And I think it's... you know.
Well, Mama, listen, George is going to be out, so you just have Mr. Shepherd up here this afternoon. Oh, Mama, it would be just wonderful if he popped a question. Of course, it's too bad he's not young and handsome.
Listen, daughter, when you get along in years like I have, it's like riding on an old merry-go-round. You don't wait for the brass ring. You grab what you can get. 'Cause it may be your last time round.
Boy, this is something, Kingfish. Your mama-in-law turning out to be the Green Orchid.
Yeah, it's a disgraceful thing, Andy, her being a thief.
Yeah, you'd think she'd at least have the decency and honor to share the loot with you.
Andy, you dummy, this is serious. I'm going to go home and confront her. And, Andy, I want you to come along with me.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Maybe it ain't the thing to do. It say in the paper the Green Orchid carries a gun.
No, Andy, it say that she simulates a gun.
Yeah, well, just the same. I don't want to end up with no simulated hole in my head.
Well, there's nothing to worry about, Andy.
Yeah, but what is you going to do if she do turn out to be the Green Orchid?
In that case, Andy, I'm going to do a little gardening. I was going to transplant that big fat orchid right into that granite greenhouse up the Hudson.
Can I get you another cup of tea, Mr. Shepherd?
No, Mrs. Smith. And not Mr. Shepherd.
No.
Clara.
And not Mrs. Ramona.
Ramona.
Clarence.
Ramona.
Clarence.
Oh, Ramona, could I put my arms around you?
Yes. But think what this will do to my metabolism.
Now, Ramona, there's something I want to speak to you about.
Yes.
Our marriage.
Oh, Clarence.
Well, Ramona, I've been so lonely in that big barn of a house.
Oh, yes.
And I want you to share it with me.
Oh, Clarence. When will we set the date?
Well, I thought it would be sweet if we just eloped.
Oh, how romantic.
Yes. And you know, I think tonight would be ideal. Now, I've worked out a little schedule here. Suppose we go over it together.
Clarence, tell me all about tonight.
Come on, Andy, in the back door here. Now, Mama is usually in the kitchen this time of the day.
Yeah, it's empty.
Now, Ramona, we want this thing to work just like clockwork.
Hey, Kingfish. Sound like your mama's talking to somebody in the living room.
Yeah, there's a man in there, all right. Let me crack the door a little bit here and see what's going on in there.
Now, Ramona, we'll wait till it's dark, and I'll have the car around back.
Holy mackerel, Andy, she's talking to one of the mob. Look at there. I can see him.
And if the coast is clear, you signal from the window.
Sound like they're planning another job for tonight.
Holy smokes, my own mother-in-law is a second-story man.
Now, just think, you and I together. Why, we'll steal the light from the moon and the sparkle from the stars.
Sound like they're planning on pulling some pretty big jobs.
Quiet, Andy, quiet.
Oh, plans, dear. We'll be together always. I can just see us in the big house. Me cooking your supper, bringing you your pipe and slippers, and sitting on your lap in front of the fire.
Boy, does she have a wrong slant on that place, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is something, Kingfish.
Now, Ramona, how do you think your family is going to take it? Have you told them?
Oh, yes, and my daughter is just delighted. But that son-in-law of mine, I don't know how he's going to take it. I don't want him to interfere.
Hey, Kingfish, they're talking about you.
Well, perhaps I better have a little talk.
Oh, no, Clarence, that won't be necessary. I'll speak to my daughter. The both of us can take care of him at supper tonight.
Oh, Kingfish. Sound like they're going to feed you some homicidal ham hocks.
Andy, I done heard enough. Close the door. Oh, Andy, what a mess. My mother-in-law is the Green Orchid.
Yeah, and they're planning on knocking you off tonight, too.
Oh, Andy, what is that going to do? I got to work fast.
Well, Kingfish, there's one consolation. If the old lady does knock you off, she'll get the chair.
That's no help, Andy. And anyway, they'll never squeeze that fat walrus into the hot seat. They will have to give her the juice in the Morris chair. I know.
Andy, what is you so down in the dumps about?
Well, Amos, I is having trouble with my television set. I got an old one. One of them giant life-size 8-inch screens. And every time I turn it on, it looked like the seat of a herringbone suit.
Well, cheer up, Andy. That's a blessing in disguise. Now you can finally trade in that beat-up old set and get yourself one of the new CBS Columbia full-fidelity TV receivers. The most advanced sets ever built. They have the new 360 full-fidelity sound system that reproduces right in your living room all the sparkle and richness performers deliver into the studio microphone. CBS Columbia's 360 sound uses not one, but two match speakers facing in opposite directions to surround you with clear, natural sound such as never came out of a TV set before. The whole room plays. And the CBS Columbia picture system is equally advanced. It's called Full Fidelity Sight. And it contains all of today's latest, most important electronic refinements. It gives you a crystal clear, razor-sharp picture that's a joy to behold. CBS Columbia's Full Fidelity TV is an exciting new experience. Yet, it doesn't cost a penny more than an ordinary set, probably less. Go on down to your CBS Columbia dealers to see and hear the new CBS Columbia Full Fidelity TV set. There's nothing like it.
Oh, me, Andy. I only got a few hours left. What is it going to do?
Well, take it easy, Kingfish.
This is terrible, Andy. All the time I was giving my mom-in-law a second slice of roast beef, little did I know that the Green Orchid was sprouting on my Vigoro.
Well, stop worrying, Kingfish. You done sent for your lawyer, Calhoun. Maybe he can figure a way out of this mess.
Oh, I tell you, Andy, I don't know what in the world...
How you, fellow?
Well, Algonquin J. Calhoun.
Say, Calhoun, what does you think of this situation I phoned you about? My own mother-in-law has been living with me all these years, and all the time she's been a crook. Been stealing jewelry, holding people up, and taking their money. Ain't it a mess?
Oh, don't worry, Kingfish.
I've been giving this thing a lot of thought, and I know exactly what you ought to do.
What is that, Calhoun?
Raise a rent.
Well, listen, Calhoun, this is serious. And on top of everything else, I overheard a conversation, and I think she is planning on power playing me.
Well, if you got the evidence on her, like you say, the thing to do is go right down to the police and turn her in.
Turn in my own mother-in-law?
Yes, sir. It's your duty, Kingfish. It's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, that's right. Calhoun is right, Kingfish. It's your duty as a citizen. Yeah.
Well, I guess you're right, boys. It's the only thing to do. Yeah, that's right. I'll go right home now and get the jewelry and the green dress. Then I'll take him down to the police station.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing, ain't it? Kingfish's mama turning out to be a crook.
Yeah, it is. You know, I had an experience with a woman crook one time. I got on the commuter train one day, and even though there was a lot of empty seats, this pretty gal come over and sat right down next to me. Next thing I know, she kind of fell asleep and put her head on my shoulder.
Uh-oh.
Then I felt her arm sneaking around my waist, kind of soft and gentle. Give her a little hug and a squeeze. And you know something? When I got off the train, I discovered my watch was gone.
Oh, yeah. She done heisted the thing, huh?
Yeah. And I found out from the police that that gal made a practice of working that train.
Yeah, well, what did you do, Calhoun?
What did I do? I bought myself a half a dozen watches and a commutation ticket.
Yes, this is Sergeant Thompson calling from the 22nd Precinct. We just got a hot tip in the Green Orchid. Yeah, it's not a woman. It's a man disguised as a woman. Yeah, that's why we're having so much trouble catching him. He takes off his disguise after each job. Yeah. Now, if we can just find a guy carrying a green dress and some loot, we've got our man. Now, wait, I'll call you back. Two fellas just walked into the station. One of them's got a box under his arm. Looks like a lost and found case.
Excuse me, Miss Officer, could you help us?
Yeah, we got something important to tell you.
Well, what is it?
Well, you see, it's this way. What was that?
Well, it was one of the cell doors closing in the back.
Yeah, well, what I wanted was, you say you've got cells back there?
Certainly. This is a police station, isn't it?
Kingfish, I just remembered. I gotta go home and turn the roast over.
Look, you're wasting my time. What do you want?
Who, me? Oh, well, yeah, would you excuse me a minute, officer, while I go over here in the corner for a minute and hobnob with my friend here? Come on in. And there, I can't do it. That iron door slamming there done something to me.
You got the cold chills up and down your spine, Kingfish?
Yes, Andy, right now it feels like an Eskimo chiropractor is giving me a massage.
Well, you gotta do it, Kingfish. Your mom-in-law is planning on Mickey Finning you into Never Never Land.
Well, let's go back to the sergeant here. Sergeant?
Oh, you again.
Yes, I wanna... Oh, Anna, there goes that Eskimo again.
Sergeant, he wants to tell you about the Green Orchid.
Oh, he does. Well, I think we know just about all we need to know about the Green Orchid.
You know who she is?
Gee, Green Orchid isn't a woman, it's a man.
Oh, no, she ain't. She just walked that way.
What are you talking about? The Green Orchid that's been doing all these robberies is a man disguised as a woman. If we can just pick up a guy carrying a green dress, we got our man.
Yeah? Hobnobbing time again. Excuse us, Miss Sergeant. Come on, Andy.
What's the trouble now, King?
Andy, what has I got in this box?
A green dress.
And what is I?
A man.
And what is the police looking for?
A man with a green dress.
Well, don't you see what that means?
Holy mackerel, Kingfish, you who is the Green Orchid.
Oh, you fool. The police will think I is, though. We gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on back to the sergeant. Mr. Sergeant.
Yeah?
Forget the whole thing.
What whole thing is that?
The thing that I was going to confess to you.
Hey, wait a minute, you. What have you got in that box there?
What box?
The box under your arm.
Oh, you mean this empty box that ain't got nothing in it?
Special, no green dress.
Let me see that box.
Now, wait a minute. Don't wait a minute.
Well, look at here. A green dress. And jewelry. So you're the Green Orchid. You and your pal came down here to give yourself up.
No, sir.
Well, then explain this jewelry and green dress.
Well, you see, all that happened was, the thing is that Miss Officer, do you have a cell back there with a double bed in it?
Andy, this is the worst mess I done ever heard of. The Kingfish getting you and him locked up in jail like that?
Yeah, well, they questioned me all night, and then they let me go this morning.
Yeah, well, what about the Kingfish?
He's still sitting in that iron motel. They still think he's the Green Orchid.
Yeah, well, how does Sapphire and the mama Miss Smith feel about the thing?
Oh, boy, they ain't never going to speak to that Kingfish again. Mr. Shepherd found out about the mess, and he say he don't want to marry in no family like that.
Oh, that's a shame, spoiling poor Mrs. Smith's chances like that.
Oh, yeah, that was bad. And Mr. Shepherd say he's leaving town and he never want to see her nor talk to her again.
Yeah, well, that's awful, Andy. You know, if the Kingfish hadn't interfered and messed things up, why, married to a wealthy man like that, that would have been happiness for them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, that's right. Now the poor old gal has resigned to a life without romance. I understand this morning she sent her hot water bottle out to be re-vulcanized.
I've been in jail for 3 days. What a disgrace. Me in jail, Sapphire won't speak to me. Mama broken off with that Mrs. Shepherd. And the police thinking I is the Green Orchid.
All right, Stevens. We're letting you out of here.
Oh, Miss Officer. Did someone go my bail? Did my friends come through for me?
Nope. The charges against you have been dropped. You're innocent.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, now hurry up and get out of that cell. We need it. We caught the real Green Orchid, and we're putting him in there.
Oh, you got the real Green Orchid, huh?
Yep, right here.
Yeah, well, just like, what? You the Green Orchid?
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, when you see Ramona, give her my love.
Oh, no, you can't.